Yeah. Check me. Hey. Once again, y'all have stepped into the cloudiest room. Facts. I'm the host to do the most, so may I resume?
Let's go.
These niggas make room. My guests will be here soon. And we about to take off. I'm talking straight to the moon. We up early in the morning, man. You know it's on. Cause all in my blood, we be blowing strong. Wake and bake sessions, man. You know we stoned.
So stoned.
One pull off of this, it'll have you gone.
So
I said, we ain't just chilling. Mind be on the million.
Yeah.
I'm so high up, I'm way over the building. Tell this pussy.
What it do, y'all? Y'all know what time it is, man. This is the smoking section. If y'all don't know, you about to find out. But anyway, this is the cloudiest room in the motherfucking building. And like always, man, I'm your motherfucking host, Big Kurt, a.k.a. Y'all know the rest. Y'all is fucking with the ace. And I'm here with Christine. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, now, but today we got a little special show for y'all, man. We got something in store for y'all. So y'all buckle up, because we about to go take y'all on a ride. We got Mike stopping by today. He is a clothing company, you know, cannabis. It's a cannabis clothing company. Let me get that straight. But yeah, we go call him up and he go tell you all about it. We go do this thing right now, like always. You know, we go smoke some weed and talk our shit. So let's call up Mike right now. Let's see what Mike doing.
Yo, what's going on, Kurt?
How you doing, Mike?
Man, good. How about you, bro?
Man, I'm good, man. Welcome to the smoking session, man.
Man, thank you for having me. I feel blessed to be here.
Hey, look, we just gonna bring you on. We gonna let you tell everybody about your business, what you got going on, and go ahead and just introduce yourself to the people, Mike.
What's up, man? What's up, guys? My name is Mike Berglund. I am the founder and owner of Stone Improvements LLC. It's a brand new cannabis enthusiast graphic t-shirt clothing line. You know, we're just located out here in Las Vegas. I started the company with a couple of friends to, you know, just have some fun, kind of make a footprint in the cannabis community, because where I live, Las Vegas, getting into the cannabis community, it's hard.
Right.
Because it's so expensive. You know, because you need like a mill in the bank just to be able to apply for a license to be any part of the cannabis community, the owner, dispensary, or grower, like that.
Right. Oh,
so our best option was to, you know, get in the clothing aspect.
Right.
And set a footprint, because my artist, her name's Veronica. Her, you can go check her out at VW Creations. That's her website. At Vern Sauce on Instagram. She's a fantastic artist. And you see Bob the Alien.
Yeah, man. I was just going to ask you who does that shit. That shit's pretty nice, though. I like that.
Yeah. She definitely takes my crazy ideas and just puts them on paper. It's, we're kind of connected. We're like new friends. That's our group of friends is. And then I got CJ. He prints out the shirts for us with his company, Battleborn Threads, out here in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, that's
so he does all the printing. They just take my ideas and they make it happen. You know, I'm just surrounded by a good group of people. I couldn't do it without them. You know,
man, that's all you need, man. You got a good group of circle, man. You go, anything can happen. Anything's possible.
Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. You just got it. It's all about the good people.
It
good
is.
People in life make everything better.
Right. No, for sure, for sure. What made you like? I mean. Besides the, like, you know, you needed a bunch of money to get into the cannabis, like, weed side and all that, but, like, what made you just, like, say, you know what, fuck it, we go do some shirts, we go fuck them up with the shirts first.
I've been a cannabis enthusiast for, I mean, since high school, before it was legal, you know?
For sure, hell yeah. We all, man, hell yeah.
All of us who love weed probably loved it before it was legal, so.
Hell yeah.
Excuse me. But no, I was just like, fuck, I love cannabis. I want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I feel it. Hell
and
yeah.
And then I was thinking, I was like, man, let's do some shirts. Everybody else is making shirts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Another thing about me, I'm a veteran, so anyway, I'm seeing all these veterans making shirts about veteran things. I'm just like,
right.
There's a brand new market coming with this weed and Everybody loves weed.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who don't like aliens? And right. Everybody loves aliens. Let's combine them two and put it on a t-shirt.
And, hey, that shit working for you too, man. That shit's crazy. Like you said, like, who don't like weed? Like, you name me one race that don't smoke bud, you know? Like, what the...
Yeah, no, everybody, that you know, it's like that... Weed is that true middle ground for the world, I feel like, because cannabis, it just opens up everything. You can take, like, the most serious person in the world and let them take a toke.
Oh,
but
you're
going to see them completely change, be open to so many different things. Me, myself, I suffer from anxiety. And, like, I get stressed out all the time, so
right.
I'm going to smoke some weed. I feel that.
I feel it, too, because, man, if you feeling down, you smoke a little weed, that motherfucker shit going to pick you right back up. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why I'm so enthusiastic about it. Like, I cannot wait for it to be federally legal.
Right.
So everybody can do their own thing, right. and it's so much more accepted. Like, I want Stone Improvements to be like those alcohol t-shirts, you know?
Right,
everybody wears an alcohol t-shirt. Like, everybody wears a Jack Daniels t-shirt. Like, the Jack Daniels bottle is a staple
right.
in America.
Yeah,
well, I want Stone Improvements to be that next staple for the cannabis community.
That's what's up. Hell yeah, man. Like you say, man, yeah, you see people with Budweiser shirts and all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I think you got something going, man. I think that Bob the Alien and everything that you, I think that should go blow. It's, anyway, where that Bob the Alien, who came up with Bob the Alien?
I came up with Bob the Alien. So Bob the Alien, man, he's I was looking for a name, right? So,
right.
And I'm gonna get serious for a second.
Okay, for
but
sure.
My father-in-law passed away last year, like almost a year and a half ago.
Right.
And his name was Robert, but we all called him Bob.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there on the couch one day. I just smoked a fat bowl, just chilling, trying to brainstorm a name. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to call him Bob the Alien. And me being high, I didn't put two and two together until my wife came home. She's like, it's my dad's name. And she just, you know, I was just like, all right, that's it right there. That's an omen.
Damn. All right,
Bob the Alien.
That's what's up, man. That's dope as fuck. Like, did you come up like with the how the alien would look, or you guys was like, okay, we know we just gonna do this regular alien and have it be that?
So yeah, I was like, I just gave my ideas for the t-shirts because
right.
Stone Improvements is kind of like it's a playoff of Home Improvements, you know, like
right.
Tim Allen. So
that's dope.
I love that show. Me and my wife loved that show growing up, so I was just like, you know what, man, that's a great name. I'm gonna do Stone Improvements.
Right.
The alien, the initial Bob the Alien t-shirt, the one where he's smoking his spaceship bowl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like our homage to Home Improvement. Like, he's sitting behind the fence, he's got his little, his bucket hat on, you know, he got his red eyes, and all you can see is his eyes.
Right.
So that was the original design.
That's crazy. Now that you say that, I see that shit. Like, he's like the neighbor peeking over the fence and shit.
Yeah, man,
bro,
he's just getting
dope.
High, and he's like, you want to come have a good time?
Right.
Bob the Alien's all about taking adventures, bro, so he's going on adventures. This last one that we put out, Space Dust, like, that was just a...
Bro, I seen that hoodie.
I don't know. Yeah, bro, that's super comfy, too, man. I'm wearing one right now. I brought my family up to the mountains.
Okay, nice.
To get away, because I just graduated from college. I got my bachelor's degree.
Okay.
So,
damn, that's
we just came up here for a little celebration, you know? But the sweatshirt is super comfy, super warm, man. The material lasts long. I've washed this sweatshirt. Like, it's the first sweatshirt that I made that we tried out. I've washed it 10 times, and the artwork is just
still there.
It's perfect.
Still there,
you know?
Right. God damn. Hey, when'd you drop that Space Dust? Was it?
So I dropped the Space Dust, like, recently.
Okay.
I think maybe like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
3 weeks ago.
Okay.
At the most, 3 weeks ago, I dropped I dropped Space Dust, and that's what really, Space Dust is really what popped Stone Improvements off. Like, it was to a point where, like, the initial design, it wasn't getting really popular. I was like, ready to give up, almost.
Yeah, call it quits, I feel.
And I was just like, all right, I'll take this L real quick. It's 2020, whatever.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then lo and behold, man, I printed out, I dropped what I had left for the business, and I put them on the shirts, the Space Dust, and... It's really starting to gain popularity. Everybody's starting to see it. People are starting to like it. The influx of followers on Instagram was wild. I never got into social media before.
Right, right.
Man, it's and once your phone starts blowing up, it's addicting, dude. I gotta get this brand out there. I gotta get it more out there. I gotta get right. more content, more pictures. I've never wanted to take more pictures in my life.
Right.
Than like getting this brand built, you know?
Right.
Hey, Mike, it's Christine. I got a question for you.
Hey, what's going on?
Are you guys gonna come out with some beanies?
Oh yeah, no, beanies are up next. I'm actually.
She took my question.
I'm having a meeting with CJ from Battleborn Threads on Monday morning, and we're gonna lay down all the new items. So we just came out with the launch last night with our Carhartt, our SI custom Carhartt.
You got the
plain SI hoodie, which just has the SI logo on the front, the plain T-shirt, and then you got the Space Dust sweatshirt, which has the Space Dust logo on the sweatshirt.
So
we just came out with those yesterday. We're probably going to end up launching beanies in the next couple of days because I'm just going to lock them down on Monday.
I know,
but it's cold now.
Hell yeah. I was like, man, he got these snapbacks. They're dope as fuck. But he hit those beanies right now since it's cold. He'll fuck the game up.
Oh, those are nice, man. You know, like I said, this big influx of popularity and everybody starts to notice stoned improvements. Like they're starting to notice the design. Like, the designs are sick. The next design we got coming out is probably even better than Space Dust,
in my opinion.
It's super dope, man. I love it. He's going on adventures.
Yeah, because what you got going on is already dope. So you saying that you got something that's going to probably be able to top Space Dust? Oh, that's crazy as fuck. Because that's just dope.
It's sick. Like, I'm going to pretty much show all the style of t-shirts that I'm going to push out right now. Are going to be the same logo. I'm going to have the same. It's going to be because I've noticed that people like designs on the back of their t-shirts nowadays.
Right. No, that's true.
I've been noticing a trend. People like the logo on the front and then the big picture on the back. Right. So I'm going to do that. And the next one coming out, it's sick, man. I'm actually on Monday. We're ironing out all the colors that was going to go into the print.
Oh, shit.
So it's going to be sick. It's like it's already drawn up. Veronica already colored it, so she put her little theme on it. Now we're just going to simplify the colors so we can slap it on a t-shirt and that everybody can rock her artwork all around.
Right.
You know? We're trying to be that impressive. Big brand so her artwork is just everywhere.
Right. Holy shit. That's what's up, Mike. You know I'm going to need one of them beanies, man, so when they drop, hit me up because I'm going to have to cop some of them beanies, man.
Hey, bro, you already know. Once they drop, everybody's going to be wanting it. So
right, hell yeah. Hell
I
yeah.
Promise. Stone Improvements is that next brand. It's definitely starting to pick up. In the last couple of weeks, it's really just, it's showing me that there's a future
right.
for Stone Improvements. And right. we're going to be in every skateboard shop, every head shop, you know, we're going to be there. Promise.
I know the feeling, like, I bet that's a wonderful feeling when you said everybody was on your line just hitting you and you getting all this love and good feedback from what you're doing. Man, I just know that just like intensified the fire and the hunger that much more.
Yes.
I know you're ready for it.
I'm so hungry. Like I'm hungry to
it's time to eat, Mike. It's time to eat, man. Go get that shit. Hell
yeah. You know, bro.
That's what's up, man. You smoking right now, Mike?
Man, you already know I'm smoking a mix of some Superlemon Haze and some Gorilla Glue number 5.
Hey, man, I'm so interested in the conversation and the shit you saying. I rolled up a blunt and didn't even spark the shit, man. But I'm about to spark it. I'm about to spark this motherfucker now, though. Holy shit.
I had to spark it up right before we started talking because I was going to get lost. I knew I was.
Right. Hell yeah. Man, what we got, Christine? I don't know what the hell we got.
We got some Bahama Mama.
We got some Bahama Mama by Creekside. Ooh. I don't know if
Bahama Mama.
Yeah, have you fucked with Bahama Mama before?
Man, I've had it one time, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, see? Yeah, do you remember by what company?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah, okay.
I smoked too much weed.
And we just had a conversation on that shit, man, like about like remembering what bud and what company we smoke, and motherfuckers was like, we can't keep up with how much we smoke it, you know? We don't even know what the fuck this shit's called.
And there's so many different companies, and me being out in Vegas, like, I could drive down to a dispensary, you know, buy an ounce. And it could be from three different companies or four different companies.
That's true.
Paying attention. It's just, One thing I'll tell you right now, this super lemon haze that I picked up for this trip, I'll remember this one. It's fire, bro. It's from HSH out there in Las Vegas. It's right.
How's the fire, weed, bro? How's the weed out there in Vegas? Like,
it's not bad, bro. You know, man. You know how it is with this drought, though. Like,
yeah.
There's been a drought because all of Mother Nature being pissed off at mankind, so she's just taking away our weed.
Right.
Which is the worst type of punishment, but you know what? But you talk about that, that's a lesson. But it's cool, man. Like, it's expensive just because of all the taxes at the dispensary.
I was just going to ask the price on that shit, too, man.
Like, the cheapest ounce you can get is, like, $280 right now, depending on where you go.
Holy shit.
Damn.
And that's just for like, maybe some bud that's reading like 19%, 20% THC.
Man, look out here, Mike, we be getting ounces for like 100, my brother.
No.
Bro, and it be like 23% THC in that motherfucker.
And sometimes we get it for 30% off.
Where you guys at again?
Man, we in Washington, Seattle, Washington.
Oh, summer, bro.
Yeah,
That's just my funny story. Brother-in-law wants to move up there. I'm trying to talk my wife into it.
Oh,
shit. He might have just talked me into it.
He's like, hey, man, dude just told me they got $100 ounces up there. Man, I'm telling you, Mike, they be so...
$100 ounces. Bro, it's green as fucking Washington.
Bro, yeah. $100 ounces out in this. Sometimes... I'm not gonna lie, bro. We be getting them for cheaper, but it's a hit and miss when you get it from cheap. But sometimes you get hit and you be like, God damn, I only spent $70 on this motherfucker.
Yeah. That's the best type of weed, bro. It's like that.
Right. Okay. You know?
You are definitely worth your money.
Hell yeah.
I get it, bro. That's fucking dope, man. That's sick. So it's super. So what's up with the laws out in Washington? Are they pretty cool?
Oh, well,
it's all recreational, right?
Yeah, no, it's all recreational, and yeah, man, you can walk into any motherfucking dispensary and get your shit. Yeah, it's all shit, recreational. Man,
I might have to take a trip up to Washington and push this clothing line up there.
Hell yeah.
A couple cheap ounces, you know?
Hell yeah. Man, you got to make your way up this way to Washington, man. It's a nice, beautiful motherfucking place, too. Like you said, yeah. It's all green and shit, man. It's like the land of the motherfucking sceneries, because we got a lot of good scenes. You know, you take that drive, man, you go see some good, you go take some good scenic routes.
Man, that's awesome. I'm definitely going to have to push my way, because I'm really, like I said, this brand is going to be everywhere soon, so it's...
I believe
it,
man.
Get up to Washington, and maybe it's recreational, maybe I'll just pick up a plot of land. Fuck it.
Hell yeah. For real though, man. Shit. You go watch, you go come when you come up here, you go be like, oh shit, he wasn't fucking around.
Well, I'm not gonna be able to leave. It's gonna be a huge, huge change from the dirt of the desert.
It's like you gonna be like, man, I'm getting two for the price of one. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Well, I'm fucking up, man.
For real, man. Hey, so what's your favorite there's probably too much weed. Like we said, we smoke too much weed to remember anything. Like what we smoke. But like, what's your go-to? Like, do you like sativa, hybrid?
So it just depends on the weed, honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a big indica person because my body's always in pain. But at the same time, if I find a nice sativa like this super lemon haze,
right,
I'll mix it with a pure hybrid or with like a pure indica.
Ooh,
make your own hybrid.
I'll make my own hybrid because it doesn't smoke like a hybrid. It's smoking like you're smoking a sativa and indica at the same time because you're getting all the trichome effects from both weeds. And it's not just one set of trichomes; it's two sets of trichomes.
Right. And that's the best way to smoke hybrid. Like, mix it yourself, man, because you go get better out of it. But
yeah, that buffet status. But my favorite weed, hands down, is a toss up between Northern Lights and White Widow.
Ooh,
man,
those are
my
two favorite.
A lot of people fuck with the Northern Lights, though.
Northern Lights, it's a go to, man. One, it's a very stable strain for growers. It's easy to grow pretty much anywhere. It's hard to fuck up, apparently. What I've been doing my research, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to grow, so I was like, what strain's gonna be easiest if I can get into the business? Right. But no, and then it smokes fantastic. Like, it takes away anxiety, it takes away the depression, your pain. It's nice, man.
Hell yeah. So, are you kind of looking into, like, stepping over into not only just the clothing side, but, like, dabble into, like, some cannabis, like, production? Some real, like, production and shit?
Man, if sound improvements can get big enough to be able to get a license, or these federal laws make it easier to get a license,
right,
that would be dope. Actually, dude, that's a big dream, though, you know what I'm saying? Right, that's a big dream for a little guy like me. from the hood of Las Vegas, it's just, it's a big dream.
Right.
Maybe one day, you know, that's the dream day.
Right.
But the main focus is stand improvements, man. We're branching out into merchandise. We're looking into getting our own rolling trays, our own grinders.
Oh, shit.
Our own lighters, fucking. We're gonna print off some stickers. Obviously, we're doing the beanies. We're gonna keep going with the winter clothes because it's winter time, and it seems like people are starting to like that we're coming out with the winter clothes. And maybe that'll be the push that Stone Improver needs to get more popularity. More people know the brand, and then we can branch off into custom rolling trays, custom grinders, maybe even a custom pipe or something like that. You know what I'm saying?
Holy shit! Hell yeah!
Well, yeah, big dream, man. Like, right. Merchandise. We started improvements. Like I said, it's going to be a brand name.
Right, man. Hey, man, you're going to have to come out with, like, some like, joggers. Like, make some little, jogger sweatsuits or
some
shit.
Some pants?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, say less. Like, I'm going to come out with those.
There we go.
That's a great idea. That's in my head now.
Or some bomber jackets.
I'm going to come out with the joggers. I'm going to come out with some socks and shorts.
You should try some bomber jackets.
Bomber jacket?
That'd be dope as fuck.
Dope. Okay, so if I come out with bomber jackets, you guys automatically get full credit.
And I will send
you one of each of you.
Bro, that'd be dope as fuck, some bomber jackets.
If that shit takes off, I will fucking you. You guys will get your own bomber jackets.
That's what's up, hell yeah.
Man, bro, try that out. Like, you guys are giving me some fantastic ideas.
Hey, man.
I'm from the desert. I don't dress poor.
Hell yeah, man. That'd be some dope ass shit, though, man. You doing your thing, man.
I'm trying, bro. Like, me and my wife just had a kid, so I'm trying to have my own business.
Right.
On the side of my big job, you know? I would like Stone Improvements to be my life so I can be a stay-at-home dad.
Right.
Watch my daughter grow up. That'd be dope.
Man, that sound like me, man. I feel like I want to do the same shit, like get my business going and shit and be like, all right, man, fuck. I guess, you know, I don't got to go work for the man no more. I can stay at home and do my shit.
Yeah, bro. Like, that's the dream. Like, if I could stay at home, take care of my daughter, you know, clean the house, be a stay-at-home husband / dad. That's fantastic. That's down the road. Stone Improvements is gonna take some grinding, and it's gonna take. It's just one person away that has some sway with people.
Right.
Like, if that one person likes it.
That's it, man.
Everybody else is gonna like it, bro. That's just how humanity works.
Yeah.
It spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, That's all it takes, man. That's all, that one person, and then it's over.
Man, my artist, Veronica, she has so, like, this talent, and I feel these next couple designs that she's coming out with, bro, it's gonna be insane. It's gonna be dope. She's taking, like I said, she takes all my wild ideas and she makes it a reality. And she's so artistic. I give her all the credit. I really couldn't do this without her. And my boy CJ out at Battleborn Threads.
Hey, you right when you say, like, you guys almost, like, share the same mind when it comes to the creativity. Because it's going to take somebody that to know you, to know the hell, to know where you're coming from when you tell her what you're talking about. You know what I mean? So, like, that's dope as fuck. Like, she can put that shit down when you say, hey, I'm feeling like this. She put that shit down and come out like that. That's what's up.
Yeah, she's definitely very talented. I'm super excited for her next one to come up. Like, I haven't even... So I've seen this new design that's coming out after this Space Dust one. but I haven't seen her new one that she's been working on for me. She's been working pretty hard on it, and I'm super excited to see it.
Oh, shit. So this is going to be like a surprise.
Oh, bro, it's gonna be like a one-up for every single one she does, man. She just keeps getting better every time she draws it.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, I
know. So exciting.
Yeah, that's dope, though. He's like you see a show, you be like, God damn, man, you outdid yourself. And then you see the next one, be like, oh, shit, you really outdid yourself.
How'd you do this? How do you do this?
Right.
Are you a witch? You got magic powers.
How are you coming up with this? Like, this is, yeah.
She's a pure artist, bro. Like, even her other stuff, you gotta go check it out, vwcreations.com.
Oh, yeah.
Her artwork, her drawings, her paintings that she has up there, bro. It's fantastic. If you're an art lover, it's perfect.
Yeah. Hey, shoot that back to me again. What's it? What is it?
It's vw-creations.com.
Okay. Yeah, I'm about to go check that shit out.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Her artwork is fantastic. I can't stress enough how artistic she is. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, it's www.vw-creations.com.
Okay. Hell yeah, I'm gonna check that out for sure.
Everybody go show her some love. She definitely, she takes my dreams and she's making it a reality, so I just wanna show her all the love and support that she really deserves, because she, like I said, I couldn't do it without my team, man.
Right, for sure.
I'm just the guy who paid for the life, who had the idea. Like, they brought it to life. I couldn't do it alone.
And that's what's up, man. That's what's up, though. You showing your team love and letting them know, hey, I wouldn't be here without y'all. So, man, I want to thank y'all. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers won't do that. Some people won't do that, but that's good you see, you know, congratulating your team as well.
How did you get...
They deserve all the credit.
Hey, Mike, how did you get linked up with your artist?
Oh, man, it's a funny story. So, So, my wife's best friend, she had gotten a divorce from her husband, and she started hanging out with a new group of friends. And then we got brought along, me and my wife one day.
Right.
We got brought along, and we hung out, we had fun, we sat there. Dude, I'll be honest, I took probably like half an ounce with me. I rolled five blunts, and I sat in one chair. I sat in a single chair the whole night at the table.
Oh, shit.
And I just had everybody come up to me and smoke with me. Because I share my weed, man. Weed comes
and
goes.
That's what I'm talking
it's like
about.
Money comes and goes.
You might
like,
be,
I don't know if I who you are. If you want to smoke with me, I will fucking smoke
right.
with you.
That's what's like, up. I'm the same, man.
Share the love, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just sitting there smoking, and then I was like, okay, cool. So that's how we first met. We met at a party, strangers, we smoked. They were amazed at how much I could smoke, because all I do is smoke, I don't drink. I was just sitting there smoking, and I'm still having a full-on conversation, like functioning like a normal human being. They're just like, how are you awake right now? So that was the base of our friendship. And
damn.
I think any friendship built on weed is a good friendship.
Hi. Hey, man. Say that again, because that's some true shit, man. Any motherfucker, that's some true shit.
Any friendship built on weed is a good friendship.
Because
you already have a likeness in your mind. You already have a different connection with the universe.
Yes, sir.
Because you open up yourself to smoking cannabis. Cannabis isn't a drug. Cannabis is a plant that takes away your pain, takes away your anxiety. It's a medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm sitting out here like, I'm smoking my medicine.
That's it.
I smoke weed.
People take the medicine a different way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We want to roll it, then light it. Shit. Some people want to, you know, bake it and eat it. Fuck it.
Exactly. You know, and I also love, I love that, bro. I love the fuck out of this. I'm a big dude. If you haven't seen my Instagram, that's me. That's me on my Instagram. I'm a big motherfucker, so I love me some food. You know?
Right, I feel it.
So
hell yeah.
But I got to be careful sometimes because I'll be overboard. One time I ate a whole bag of 500 milligram THC.
Holy shit.
I was just sitting there, and I got smacked in the face. I'm just like, oh, fuck, I'm high for the first time all over again.
Fuck. Damn.
It was fantastic, though, bro. It was a good trip. And I do it all over again. Like, I love gummies. I love the gummies, and I love me some brownies.
Right. Now, okay, so is brownies your favorite, like, edible that, like, if you would eat an edible, you'd be like, I got to have me a fucking brownie.
Yeah, you know what, dude? I would have to say it's an honest toss up between the gummies and the brownies. But brownies somehow they just hit a little harder. I think they just digest faster, maybe because it's a different thing.
Right.
Who knows, dude? You know, fucking science. You know? brownies are dope, man. Like, especially if you can infuse icing and put the icing on top of right. like already infused brownies, so it's a double fucking THC masterpiece.
Right.
Why not, you know?
Yeah. God damn. Man, look, all I know is we like to get high and that's how we go do it, man. That's how we go
play. Yeah, bro, I just love weed.
For real, same here, man. Like I like to try it all too. So like bring that shit on. We gonna try it. It could be fire, it could be some weak ass shit, but we gonna try it.
I've had some weed try to be passed off as like okay weed,
right?
And I call it quarantine purple, bro, because it's CBD weed. And I'm just like, okay, well, if I'm running out of weed, I'll just mix some of the CBD weed up with the regular weed, and I'll make it my own spliff.
Right,
smoke tobacco.
Oh, that's what's up, shit. Do you prefer rolling your shit though, or are you like?
So I had to quit smoking blunts because I was sitting there smoking through all my fucking weed. I'd smoke. it burns real quick when I'm smoking blunts. So every now and then I'd roll up a joint. You know, I got that little raw roller, so I'll roll that up when I go out to a party or something.
Right.
Go out, hang out with some friends. Mainly me and the wife, man. We just sit back. We smoke out of a pipe or a bong. She likes to name all our pieces after Disney characters, so I just let her do what she wants.
Right, yeah. I like rolling them, man. But like you said, that shit goes quick. So sometimes you gotta slow down a little bit. Be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna go ahead and put this in the pipe. I ain't gonna sleep.
Right, there's times where I just like I put a roach in a pipe real quick because I wanted to smoke a blunt. But I was like, I don't want to roll a full blunt, but I want the taste of a blunt, so I'm gonna smoke this roach real quick.
Yes, sir. You don't want to fuck it up. Like, you know what? Give me this little motherfucker. I'm gonna put this right here.
Yeah, man, it worked out. You know, sometimes it was like the highest of the day I got because that resin was just sitting there.
Right. Yeah. Christine, yeah, she know what she's like, I be
doing that too.
she knows. She's like, sometimes you just gotta do it.
Yeah. Well, shit, man. Mike, man, we appreciate you coming on to the show, man. Good luck to
you. I appreciate you guys having me, man. This is a blessing for me. I love having a platform to talk about my business. I love talking to good people. Y'all are good people.
Like,
I would love to sit down and smoke a few blunts with you guys. You guys are fucking dope.
Thank you, man. You know what? And like, I didn't, you know, expect to spend as much time as we. I was like, you know what? I don't want to take all this man time. Maybe do 15, but man, it's past that. You know, when you're having a good time, man, who watches the time? Man.
Hey, dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you're having a good time, time flies by, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And with good people, it's always a good time.
Yes, sir. So, hey, tell the listeners where they can find you. Like,
okay, yeah. So y'all can follow me on Instagram at Stone Improvements LLC. You can find me on Facebook at Stone Improvements LLC, I believe. And then you can go to our website at stonedimprovements.com. You can find all our merchandise right on the front page. Or usually, we don't have a lot of items yet. We're just getting started. You know, brand new company. But our winter line just dropped. You can pick up some sweatshirts. We have a jacket option. We got two sweatshirts. We're going to come out with beanies this week. So make sure you go to stonedimprovements.com. Check it out.
Yes, sir. Again, Mike, thank you, man. This shit was dope. This shit was dope as hell. I'm going to say that.
I appreciate you guys. Like, I really do. I had a lot of fun. It was a nice little just sit down and talk with some good people again.
Yeah, chill and get high.
Yeah, bro, it's nice. I love that shit.
Hell yeah. As I always like to say, good high, good vibes. And we out this bitch. Mike, man, bless to you, man. Stay up and do your shit, man. That stone improvements go, it's gonna work out for you, man. That's just dope.
I appreciate it. Hey, don't forget, if I come in with banger jackets, I'll send you one.
For sure. Hell yeah.
y'all keep that in mind. You guys gave me good ideas. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Bro. You too, bro.
All right, peace out.
All right, peace. That was dope as fuck. That was some dope ass shit, man. Mike's all right with me. That's cool people right there.
I will
man.
Not forget. I want my bomber jacket. I don't remember that
Mike,
shit.
Mike, we want the bomber jackets, man. Get the bomber jackets. Mike's cool, dude. Man, and the joggers.
Actually, I would kind of want a hoodie, too.
Did you see the new hoodies that he dropped?
I haven't seen them. I didn't know because I would just seen the shirts, and I was remember when I was looking at it, I was like, "Well, what about hoodies?"
Right, right.
And you were like, "Well, what about beanies?" And I was like, "That's
I
right."
I know. I did say, "What about beanies?" And you go jumping in, Mike. What about beanies? I was like, "Oh, you talking about
you
what?
Didn't say it."
I didn't say it. I didn't say it yet. I was trying to just let the pot simmer a little bit before I start, you know. She came right out. I think you saw it in my eye that I was going to ask the man, "What about the beanies?"
Maybe we got that connection, you know?
Hey, we like he said, You meet when you smoke weed, you good friends indeed, or some shit he said. I don't remember what he said, but it made sense. But that shit was dope as fuck, man. That shit dope. I'm high as hell, too.
I'm gonna go check out that girl, Veronica.
Yeah, the his artist. Yeah.
I'm about to look her shit up.
Man, just the art that's already on them shirts is dope as fuck. I'm just like, man, I can only imagine what the other shit look like. That shit's already dope as fuck. Man, those beanies, I'm waiting for those beanies, though. You know, I'm a beanie man. Call me Beanie Man. Shit. Call me Beanie. I'm the real Beanie Man. Shit. That shit called me Beanie Seal. You feel me? Shit. Nah, but I can't wait for the beanies, though. Those beanies are gonna be dope. Those beanies are gonna be cracking. Fuck, we just, you know, like, if he come out with them bummer jackets, dog, I can't wait to see them. Them motherfuckers gonna be crazy.
Was this our first quarantine virtual smoke session?
This our first? What the fuck is this? I get a round of applause for that. That shit crazy. What the fuck? Thanks to Mike, he set that up. We set that up, man. We got to give him some of the credit for that, too. That shit crazy. That was right. I didn't even think of that. First one. Hell yeah. And it was a dope one, too. So that shit was cracking.
All right. Let's see who's next.
Stay tuned if y'all want to know who's next, man. This is the Smoking Session. And I am your motherfucking host.